This podcast is brought to you by Payset, a culture catalyst. We are the set of shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices that categorizes prosperity for all people. Our mission is to empower individuals to engage unity.
It's another session of Pace Live. Another session of Pace Live talking about provision this evening. Talking about provision this evening. Pace Live is for the purpose of getting people to get into a place of movement to reach new levels in life, to give them tools and principles and concepts to equip them to move through different levels in life. Tonight, I want to walk through a concept and the understanding about provision, right? What is provision? How does provision work in our lives? And most importantly, when do we know that provision is truly taking place in our lives, right? I believe that provision is more of a character trait and a lifestyle than tangible items or tangible objects that we can possibly accumulate over time. Let's break the word down for a second. Pro, P-R-O, means for. It means I stand for, right? The word vision means the ability to think, the ability to plan your future with two components, your imagination and then also wisdom, right? So when I'm talking about vision, I'm not talking about your vision board, right? I know many people at the top of the year, the end of the year or whatever, they have vision board parties and going over vision boards. That's things that you desire. I'm not speaking about that. Things that we desire can be achieved or can be accumulated by steps that we take in life to utilize the things that we need to do to get to what it is we want. But let's give a definition to this provision, right? Provision is the action, right? It is the action or of supplying, right? Or providing something for use, right? It is the arrangement of preparation beforehand as the action of doing something or pursuing something, right? And there's two branches I want to point out in it, right? You're providing something or you're creating something for the meeting of needs, right? Or the supplying of means, right? So the concept of provision is just that. You're trying to meet your needs or the needs of those that you're taking care of or the needs of those people that you are responsible for. And you're trying to supply some means, which goes back to our conversation about resource, right? So you're trying to meet the needs and you're trying to supply the means for the people that you say you care about, for the people that you say you love, right? So the definition, right, put it all together, is the ability to think about, right, or plan the future with imagination or wisdom for the purpose of supplying something for use, right, or meeting the needs of those that you say you're responsible for. So it's one thing for me as a father, as a brother, as a husband, as a son, is one thing for me to provide, right? But if I give you something, that means I'm giving you something that's temporary, that can help you for the moment, right? However, in a provisional sense, I must teach you how to sustain the very thing I have provided for you, right? Now, if I fail to do that, then I have not provided for you. Speaking to all fathers, parents, if you give your child something and you have not taught them how to sustain it, you have not provided for them. You just gave them a gift. Okay? So you're wondering, says Chris, how does this apply to my life, right? Well, we only meet failure in life. We only meet setbacks in life when we are operating or handling something that we have no knowledge of, or we have no strategic forms of care. I'm going to get into that in a second. It's a term I coined, right? So many of us have deep desires, right, to obtain new levels of success in different areas of our life. However, the missing components are the knowledge of whatever it is you're pursuing, in this term that I coined called strategic forms of care, which is the ability to sustain what you have been given. Okay? So knowledge is an easy one. Let's walk through it. We all know we must obtain the right information for what direction we are moving into, right? However, strategic forms of care is a total application of knowing what to do and when to do it. So what are strategic forms of care? I'm glad you asked me that question. If you got a pen and paper, write this down. Strategic forms of care are preparation or planning. That's number one, right? That is the act or the measure or your process, okay? Number two, collaboration. Collaboration encompasses your effort to align what you are thinking and what you are feeling and placing these two into an action, okay? The second part to collaboration is this. It is your willingness to incorporate someone who is more skilled than you, someone who is more talented than you, someone who has more knowledge than you in whatever particular area that you are pursuing, okay? So for an example, this is like seeking a mentor, right? Or seeking an expert in that field or whatever it is that you're pursuing and learning from them and paying attention, not to their success, but paying attention to their failures, right? So for an example, before I set out to pursue anything, right? I spend countless hours researching. I spend countless hours gaining the understanding for whatever opportunity that I'm trying to seize at the moment, right? So I even evaluate if I'm qualified to pursue it, right? So here's my process of what I do with myself on my mental checklist. And I also write this down in a practical sense. First, I recall all my past experiences, right? I recall a point of reference that can draw me close and provide me insight on what it is that I'm pursuing, right? Secondly, I use my past experience, but I use it to paint a picture of reality for me, right? So let me dive into that a little deeper. When the pandemic happened, we had all these pandemicpreneurs, right? Everybody got this free money, PPP, stimulus checks, and all these things. So they jumped into things thinking that because they finally had money, that it was going to produce an immediate result for them, right? But then the reality came to them is that they have to sustain it, they have to multiply it, and they also have to groom it in a sense for it to be prosperous. So people started dropping out, quitting, failing at what it is they're doing and being discouraged because of that. Why? Because they had no past experience that can give them a sense of reality concerning what it is they're jumping into. So in third, I seek someone who is currently in the area of my pursuit, right? And I pay close attention to their failures, not their success, right? And the fourth step to strategic forms of care is execution, right? This is the process of enforcing your plan, right? This is the process of evaluating your performance. This is how you know you belong in the area that you are in. Now, this is what I discovered. There's two dynamics, right, that is working on our behalf. One is poverty and the other is prosperity. See, let's talk about prosperity for a second. See, prosperity is a flourishing and a thriving condition. It is the belief or the understanding of preparation with proper timing of a prepared plan. That's crucial. That's very essential. You must have a level of preparation, right? Functioned or operated within proper timing to help you execute your prepared plan. That's prosperity. Okay. Now, poverty is also a condition, right? It is a condition that determines or allows you to see that you have little to no goods, you have little to no talent, or you have little to no skills, right? And ultimately, you have no means of support, right? You have nothing that's systematically helping you go to your next level, get to your next destination, get to your next point. So that's poverty. Now, you notice here, neither prosperity or poverty has anything to do with monetary value, right? Instead, they are strategic practices. The one that you exercise constantly, the one that you exercise on a daily basis, produces the results in your life. So we all have grown up with a condition, all of us, right? Some of us came up in a poverty condition. Some of us have grown up in a prosperous condition, right? One of these conditions, as we know, has affected our decision making, right? So I want to submit to you two questions. Can you recall a decision that you made out of not having enough? Second question is, can you recall a decision that you made from the mindset that this will help me out later in life? So in a way, it's like rejecting the instant gratification, right? Now, let's not get it twisted for a second. A person can be raised in an impoverished condition and make a prosperous change. However, he or she must identify and acknowledge the source of the condition in order to make a strategic plan to never revisit the condition again. Okay? Let's get that understanding. So remember, strategic forms of care are preparation or planning. That's the first and foremost. Number two is collaboration. Number three, disposition. Number four, it is execution. So let's dial in a little deeper, right? It is extremely difficult for most people to acknowledge their present condition because some of us have been doing the same thing for generations. So let's look at it. December 25th, or before that, what is everyone trying to do? What is everyone going to do? February 14th, the world says Valentine's Day. So what is everyone going to do? Easter, summertime, end of summer, the beginning of the fall, the beginning of the winter. We're going through cycles. Why? Because we're being dictated to by what the popular standard is or what the societal norm may be, right? So we don't have any strategic practices of our own that fuels us, that determines our results and dictating that tempo in our lives, okay? So therefore, poverty becomes normal. It recurs in our life daily. Some people have been operating out of more than enough, right? And that is great, but here's the opposite of more than enough, right? You become complacent, right? In one stream of prosperity because you're comfortable. And then you lose touch with your skills. You lose touch with your talents. Now, our prosperity has the ability, once you obtain prosperity, that flourishing condition, that condition that you are thriving, right? You have the ability to multiply resources in other areas of your life, right? Talking about character, talking about supplying and providing things, right? I'm talking about your thoughts. I'm talking about your speech. I'm talking about your hygiene. I'm talking about how you present yourself. I'm talking about your articulation of your thought, right? That's prosperity. The other stuff comes later because it is a byproduct of what your habits are. It is what you do on a consistent basis. That's prosperity, right? So I've often wondered, right? How do we find ourselves in one of these two dynamics, right? So let's examine poverty for a moment. Husband and wife, they have a child, right? And this husband and wife, they both want the best for their child, right? So they will allow their child to grow up in a system of extreme value to obtain positions, to obtain jobs, to obtain materialistic things, to obtain objects. Why? Because they are trying to validate their existence. That's what poverty is. Poverty is a person, an environment, a place, or a thing that is trying to validate their existence by the accumulation of all the things that society tells them that they should have at a certain point in their life. Prosperity, on the other hand, let's examine it from a family perspective. Husband and wife have a child, right? They both want the best for their child. So for them, they want their child, or they design a ecosystem for their child to grow up, right? Understanding extreme value in longevity, standard of living, right? Through two things, relationships and environments. That's the difference. One is trying to validate their existence. The other one is trying to hold on to long-lasting relationships. Is trying to hold on to productive environments, right? Now, do you hear the difference in that? Poverty's main focus is materials. Its main focus is objects. Its main focus is validating, trying to validate him or herself. So that gives you a false sense of reality. While prosperity's main focus is longevity as a standard of living, right? Through relationships, through environments, which will lead to unlimited options and resources at your disposal. Why? Because then people will want to invest in you as far as time, as far as love, as far as joy, as far as peace, as far as stability, as far as encouragement. People want to invest in you when they see that you are operating out of a thriving condition. Why? Because you are worried about the relationships and you are worrying about the environments that you dwell among, that you insert yourself into, right? So here's where strategic forms of care come into place, right? The 4 points: preparation and planning, number one. Number two, collaboration. Number three, disposition. Four, in execution. Now, out of the 4 points of strategic forms of care, a sense of accountability rises. And that by itself raises your level of performance in all things. In other words, you will always find yourself preparing and planning. You will always find yourself collaborating your efforts. You will always find yourself being mindful of your disposition and constantly concerned about your execution to your strategies. You're too busy developing, building, multiplying, distributing resources, so you don't have time to slander someone's name. You don't have time to gossip. You don't have time to entangle yourself in contentious environments and be around contentious people. Why? Because you are utilizing this term, strategic forms of care, in your life on a consistent basis. So in conclusion, to have a vision or to be in the capacity of provision, right? That means you are not living exclusively for yourself. There's no motive behind what you do. There's no selfish tendencies behind what you do. You're not trying to gain something from other people. Why? Because you stand for vision, provision, the ability to think about or plan the future with what? Imagination, with wisdom. You stand for vision, right? Provision is a necessity in our lives. Provision has generational implications in our lives. Provision is having strategic forms of care at the forefront of our lives, right? This has nothing to do with the accumulation of money. Again, money is a byproduct of the habits that you demonstrate on a consistent basis. But strategic forms of care, people, can multiply, can distribute, and is also aware, is self-aware that enough that it can what? Provide stability for everything and everyone around you. That's standing for vision. It's not about a vision board party. It's not about writing the things on a wall that you desire. That's not vision. I'm going to take it a step deeper. Vision is not something that you create on your own. It is aligned with the Word of God. And the Word of God is what? The framework of your vision. So that's why people quit when they're faced with something that they feel as though they can't overcome. This is why people fall into frustration, fall into the blame game of blaming others and blaming other people. Why? Because you're chasing something that never was intended for you, number one. And number two, you're chasing something that is outside of the bounds of the vision that God has for you in your life. That's why people quit. That's why people are frustrated. That's why people are blaming. That's why cultures can't move forward. That's why communities are held back. Because we're always looking for someone or something else, right, to propel us into these prosperous directions or to get us in these prosperous conditions, right? Because we're viewing the resources wrong. We're viewing vision wrong. We're viewing the disciplines wrong, right? Why? Because we have selfish ambitions. Why? Because we have motives that does not align with the vision that God has laid out before us. So again, strategic forms of care are preparation and planning. That's number one. It's number two, it's collaboration. Number three, disposition. Number four, execution. We have to keep those at the forefront of our mind. What is preparation and planning? It is the act. It is the measure, or it is your process, right, of planning. Collaboration encompasses your effort to align what you are thinking and what you are feeling and putting those two into an action. Disposition is the arrangement of priority, right? We would place emphasis into what we are pursuing, okay? Execution, last point, is this: the process of enforcing your plan. Overall, it is your performance that will help you produce the results. So again, as always, weekly Pace Live right here, just giving some principles and some concepts for us to what? Live in a prosperous condition. That is in a thriving condition. That is in a prosperous condition, right? Not in an impoverished condition. Why? Because we have means of support. Why? Because we have skills. Why? Because we have talents. Why? Because we have the wherewithal to do what it is that that's deep inside of us to do. So again, weekly 7 p.m. Pace Live. Thank y'all, man. Love y'all. Signing out. I want to thank you for stopping by today and listening to this episode. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you continually to stream it and also share with everyone that you know. And I want you to remember this: create momentum, then dictate tempo.